track 12. We have three feature items this week, so we've spread them over two tracks, each about 10 minutes long. The first track consists, rather unusually, of an appeal. It's on behalf of Blind Veterans UK, which, like us, wants to reach out to as many qualifying people as possible. Although it's a promotional item, I think you'll find it interesting. And that's followed by a piece from TNF Soundings, which marks the 200th anniversary of Braille in 2024.
Hi, my name's Alice, and I'm from Blind Veterans UK, formerly known as St Dunstan's. We're a national charity that gives blind veterans the free rehabilitation, equipment, training, and support they need to live independent lives. Our beneficiaries range from National Service veterans who lost their sight later in life due to age-related conditions, to Iraq and Afghanistan veterans blinded on duty. It doesn't matter when a veteran served or how they lost their sight, we can help. We have a network of community support teams all over the UK who give blind veterans rehabilitation and training at home or in their local area, tailored to their individual wants and needs. We organise activities and events such as lunches, reunions and clubs, which give our veterans the opportunity to be part of a community with a shared experience. We also support veterans to find new hobbies such as cooking, art and crafts, or a new sport. I'm now going to hand over to one of our blind veterans, Jules, who is going to tell you about his journey with our charity.
Hi everyone, I'm Jules. I was in the Royal Military Police, and when I left the army, I worked for a bank and then for a number of other different companies. During that time, my eyesight slowly deteriorated, and my optician referred me to my local eye hospital. There, they registered me as severely visually impaired. From that point, my life really started going downhill. I struggled to find work, and I began to feel lonely, depressed, and helpless. The only help that I ever sought out was from my local vision charity. Luckily, there, I found out about Blind Veterans UK. I started the very simple joining process, and because all they required was details of my service record and that of my visual impairment. And very soon, I was a member of Blind Veterans UK. I was amazed because I thought, well, I'm not really blind, and I'm not really a veteran. I thought that veterans had to have served in the Second World War or be in their 90s. But neither of these are true, and you certainly don't have to be totally blind. The charity began to rebuild my life. I met my support worker, and I immediately realized that I was not alone. He visited me at home and assessed different ways in which the charity could help me, and I was provided with lots of equipment. For example, I was given an electronic magnifier, and now I can read all my correspondence and any other documents I need to. Also, I was given an Amazon Echo device, which I use for my talking books, listening to the radio, and getting any other information that I need, all just with the control of my voice. Then I went for an introduction week, and my eyes were opened when I realized the possibilities and that I could be doing so much more with my life. I never thought that I would be able to use my computer again, but they taught me how I could do that, and now I can use the internet for all the different purposes that make up everyday life. I then started attending community events and met other blind veterans. For the first time for a long time in my life, I was meeting and making new friends. The charity has an amazing way of bonding veterans together, regardless of their age, their service background, or the level of their sight impairment. Blind Veterans UK has two residential centres where veterans can stay with their partners for activity weeks, training, or simply to have a holiday. The charity has had such an impact on my life, and I would urge anybody who has served in the armed forces and is now struggling with their sight loss to join us. They will give you so much support in whatever way you need it. It comes in so many forms: social support, practical support, emotional support. Whatever you need, the charity is there to help you. I know a lot of veterans don't like asking for help, but when I did, it changed my life for the better, forever.
We know there are thousands of blind veterans out there who need our support. So if you or someone you know served in the armed forces, including national service, and are now struggling with sight loss, then please get in touch by calling us on 0800 389 7979 or by visiting our website at blindveterans.org.uk/get help.
Hello, this is Nikki with an article written by Fiona. In 2024, the Braille tactile reading and writing system will be 200 years old. It has continued to be developed since 15-year-old Louis Braille introduced it to his peers in 1824. Today, Braille is considered a revolutionary invention and has been adapted for use worldwide in languages, symbols, numbers, maths and music, all using Louis Braille's 64 six-dot combinations. Even in the modern digital age, it is holding its own alongside smartphones and modern technology. Now it is making a big impression on our supermarket aisles as an increasing number of companies and organisations introduce Braille to boost inclusivity for customers with visual impairment. So it seems there is always something new happening with Braille. In February 2022, Tesco was the first major UK supermarket to introduce Braille Valentine's Day cards to help people with visual impairment celebrate the 14th of February with love. The range of accessible cards featured dedications to my husband and my wife and declarations of love with Be Mine and The One I Love. The cards created by Hallmark were produced in collaboration with the Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, and contain varied sensory features, including different feel, texture and pattern work in addition to the Braille. Following on from that, in 2023, Marks & Spencer introduced another industry first, a Happy Birthday Braille card, one of a group of three new greetings cards. The move follows suggestions from staff members who had assisted blind and partially sighted shoppers. And it's not just the big high street names that are catching on. A sweet shop in Worcester has launched a menu showcasing 200 of their treats in Braille and large fonts. Speaking to the franchiselocal.co.uk website, co-owner of Mr. Sims' Old Sweet Shop in Worcester, Michelle Rasdahl said, "When people come into our shop, they look around in awe, not knowing where to start. We stock over 1,400 different products. It is such a visual experience. We wanted to think of a way to bring that experience to the visually impaired." Michelle isn't alone in providing a more inclusive service to customers. Toronto-based clothes designer Alexa Jovanovic has launched a collection of shirts, dresses and sweaters embroidered with Braille messages using crystal pearls. They spell out inspirational phrases such as "fashion is for everyone" and "disabilities do not define us, we define ourselves." While Alexa is not visually impaired herself, her designs are already being embraced. For example, the American Foundation for the Blind placed a 1,000-piece order for its 100-year anniversary. Closer to home, a petition was raised with the UK Parliament in January 2023, proposing that the UK government introduce legislation to require manufacturers to include Braille labelling on all products sold in the UK, including medication. The petition read, "Too often, the blind and visually impaired have to rely on someone else to read labels in shops and choose things for us. We do not want this. We want independence. And in order to have that independence, we need all products clearly labelled in Braille. This should be mandatory under the Equality Act 2010. However, after attracting only 200 signatures, The petition closed on the 11th of July 2023. According to the RNIB, Braille changes lives. It gives thousands of people independence, access to learning and literacy, and gives them the enjoyment of reading. Braille opens doors and makes a difference for blind and partially sighted people.
TNS Soundings.